WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Modern Stoicism, your daily dose of wisdom with a side of reality check. That's me, Brooklyn Weston, here to guide you through life's messy masterpiece. Today we're diving into something super relevant, letting go of unhealthy attachments naturally. Ever feel like you're clinging to things or people way too tight? Like, desperately trying to control the uncontrollable? You know that feeling when you're so attached to a specific outcome, it feels like your whole world is crumbling if things don't go exactly as planned? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Constantly holding on can actually be more detrimental than letting go. It robs us of joy, peace, and even personal growth. So, how do we break free from this grip? How do we detach without feeling like we're losing our minds? Let me break down 5 key takeaways that'll help you naturally let go. First, embrace impermanence. This is the big one, friends. Everything in life is constantly changing. Relationships, jobs, even your favorite coffee order can vanish quicker than you think. Accepting this fact can be a real game changer. When we resist change, it feels like we're fighting an uphill battle against an unstoppable force. Instead of clinging to what was, try shifting your focus to what is and what could be. Second, practice mindful awareness. This doesn't mean becoming a yoga master, though that could be cool. It simply means paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Notice when you're feeling overly attached. Is it a person, a situation, an outcome? Recognizing these triggers is the first step in letting go. Third, focus on what you can control. We've all got this crazy urge to micromanage everything, right? But honestly, most things are just outside our realm of influence. Instead of stressing about stuff you can't change, channel your energy into what you can control, your actions, your reactions, and your mindset. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in wanting more, but remember to appreciate what you already have. A grateful heart naturally lets go of the need to cling to things or people because it's already overflowing with blessings. Finally, remember that letting go isn't always about saying goodbye forever. Sometimes it's about setting healthy boundaries, stepping back for a while, or even allowing someone else to take the lead. Think of it as giving yourself and others the space to grow and evolve in their own unique ways. Okay, real talk. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine your best friend is going through a tough breakup. You want to be there for them, obviously, but they keep clinging to the past, rehashing every detail, reliving the heartache. Your natural instinct might be to agree with them, comfort them by saying how unfair it all was, and fuel their desire to hold on. But think about it. Would that truly help your friend move forward? Probably not. Instead, try offering them gentle support, acknowledging their pain without judgment, and encouraging them to focus on healing and self-discovery. Let them know you're there for them, but also gently guide them towards letting go of unhealthy attachments. So, here's the takeaway, folks. Letting go isn't about being cold or indifferent, it's about practicing compassion, both for yourself and others. It's about acknowledging that change is inevitable, embracing the present moment, and focusing on what truly matters. By letting go of unhealthy attachments naturally, you create space for joy, peace, and growth in your life. Think about this as you navigate your day. What are you clinging to that might be holding you back? Maybe it's a grudge, an unrealistic expectation, or even a fear of the unknown. Today's challenge. Identify one unhealthy attachment and start taking small steps towards letting go. It doesn't have to be drastic, just a little nudge in the right direction. As always, remember, you're not alone on this journey. Join the conversation online, share your thoughts and experiences, and let's support each other as we navigate life's beautiful chaos. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, letting go is sometimes the greatest act of love for yourself and others. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.